Hi and welcome. This is the Flat Racing Guru. It's Sunday, December the 17th. Right, this is about horse racing and horse racing tips. Today, Sunday, December the 17th, I'm going to pick some US racing tips that's in America. So I will have a pen and paper handy, just to tell you now, so you can write the numbers down. The best way to do it is on the podcast. I won't be writing any of these down and putting them on my Gab group or in the private group. If you want these tips, you're going to have to go and listen to the podcasts. Right, we'll just have a recap of Jebel Ali's podcast on Saturday. Race one, we had Itchy D Nakra. That was third at 8-1. None of the favourites came into play, so we grabbed a place at a decent price. The second race there, we had the winner. We had the winner there. And we also had a good run from my dark horse, Panasonic. It did run quite well, but finished down the field. But it offered hope. Race three. Now, this was interesting because we went for the first time out. And not because of the trainer. You know, Michael Costa. We went for because of the progeny on the bottom, the dam sire Tappet, and the matching and stats with all the other dams and mares made up the boot mares. It was absolutely fantastic stats, some of the best I've ever seen, and I've been reading those stats for like what 30 odd year now. So that those stats were some of the best I've seen. And how far did he win by Ma Yetal? And it was 3-1. The horse was 3-1 first time out. He won by 20 lengths or something. So that was a great one. And then another excellent result in race four. Our number four, Under Rugend, he was avoid a non-runner. And what happened? My second choice, Major Cinnamon, he wins at 14-1. So we had a 14-1 winner there. Obviously, my second choice, you go by my second choice because my first choice, Under Rugend, did not compete in the race. It was taken out. Race five, we had the winner, Sadati. What did I say? Get your money on Sadati after trying to put up a 14-1 chance, Perfect Love. And then I rethought about it and said, Sadati will probably win, you idiot. I called myself an idiot for not realizing that number eight Sadati would win, and from that you would have took it to get your money on then, and he was back from 5-2, 11-4, right into 11-8. So you probably would have listened to that. I had a good few listeners on the podcast, so you would have already been making good money by this time. And then the other couple, we got the TriCast in the last race to seal everything off. We got the TriCast in the final race, the 1, 2, and 3. So you kind of go wrong with my Jebel Ali and Maidan on the dirt. I mean, I love the dirt. You know, I have got a special way of handicapping these races, and it does pay a lot of dividends. I did think that you know, now I've given them out. I normally keep these to myself, you know, I handicap the races to myself and have a little, some nice winners each weekend. I thought if I give them away, they'll not, you know, something will go wrong. But actually, I thought about it. If I do this on the podcast and we get a nice little click of, you know, fans listening, we won't have no skullduggery going on. I mean, if you write it down on the website and on the Gab and all that, you know, thousands of people are looking at those tips, and I just don't like thousands of people looking at my tips. You know, I just like to keep it to a you know, as minimum numbers as possible, really. And obviously, I'd like you to listen to the podcast because I get paid for the ads and everything like that and stuff like this. I mean, I don't get paid posting it onto the social media. So actually, it'll be better this way. So just like when you buy one of those book with the whistleblowers, all of the stuff's inside of the book. So if you listen to the podcast, all of the stuff will be inside of this. All my little tricks and everything over the coming months. Right, what was I going to say? Yes, we'll start off. We'll do some USA tips tonight. And what I'd like to ask you to do, get a pen and paper, because you have to write these down, because I've written them all down. I mean, I've went through all the former, a few tracks here today, which will be starting in a few hours' time, so I better get the podcast out in like a couple of hours before you still get a hold of it. So write it down, and I'll just say the numbers. And if I hit any interesting races for decent money, like, you know, I will go further into them. But there's so many races in America, you just can't do that. So get a pen and paper, and I'll tell you what card it is, and then just write the numbers down as I repeat them. Right, Aqueduct. We'll start at Aqueduct now, race one. So number one, I'll just read the first, second, and third out, because in America, you know, you play the exotics on the pools. And if I do fancy some singles for the British audience, I will try and point out a few singles when we look deeper into the form. So race one, I've got 4, 5, and 2. That's race one at Aqueduct, 4, 5, and 2. And just open up my file again. Right, race two at Aqueduct. Now, I thought it was an interesting horse here in 3, Rachel's Rock. The morning line has got it as 5-2. Rachel's Rock, it did a nice little short work out there on December the 9th as well. And if you look at its form last away, it was last away last time out and finished well, and it won the race at Aqueduct over here. And that wasn't an allowance race. This is a 95 allowance optional claim, and this is 95 grand for the purse. It's just a little bit better race, for money wise anyway. But I did think Rachel's Rock could be the one there. And I also like that Quick Money. Now, Quick Money has been doing some good homework as well when I checked over it. That's number one, Quick Money. The favourite is number two, Disco E, but I've definitely got a chance as well. That's a lot of people's top pick. But I think this Rachel's Rock, number three, could be a single. And I also asked you to put it in a forecast with Quick Money. Now, I am scared of this Quick Money. What he tends to do is lead and then fade. Now, he's in the trap one box tonight, and that could, he could be hard to catch. That's what I was worried about. But it is a long straight at Aqueduct, isn't it? It takes a lot out of the horses. So Rachel's Rock loves to come from, you know, from the back, and then this long straight loves his horse's style, as she won last time out. But anyway, I think one will lead, and I think Rachel's Rock is just going to come there with a furlong to go and just go away. And obviously, you've got to be worried about this Disco Ebo, the favourite. But I definitely am. I'm putting my colours to the mast and going for number three, Rachel's Rock, as a single. And if you want to do a save, I would do 1-3, 3-1 in that race. So that's our first single. Now, I don't want to take too long over this, because we'll have to get the podcast out. Now, I've lost my file. I'll have to find my file again and open it up. I've pressed the wrong button. I'm waiting for the file to open. I've got loads of boxes up on this computer. Right, race three. Right, what have I got written down? 3, 1, and 2. So if you've got a pen and paper, just write these down. That's Aqueduct, race 3, 3, 1, and 2. Race 4, 6, 5, 1. Race 5, 5, 9, 7. I'll see if there's any reserves. No reserves. 5, 9, 7 in race 5, Aqueduct. Race 6 is 6, 3, 9. I did have a look at that too as well. Mr. Phil, because he did a nice workout. And he's a class dropper as well, that too, Mr. Phil. But I thought, oh, And he empties quick, you know, he empties up. That's only my trouble on this long straight. He does find nothing at the finish of the race. So I went for 6.3 and 9, but I was quite going up. I was going to put this 2 on the back end. So, mate, if you take 4 horses, put the 2 on the bottom at 6, 3, 9, and 2. Race 7, 6, 8, 2. Race 8, 7, 1, 9. Race 9. It's an interesting race. It's an allowance for 75 grand. I was going to put that big that Uncle Marty was done a decent time as well on the clock. There's a couple of good decent clockers in this race, but I haven't included them. So 7.92. Write down 7.92 for race 9 at Aqueduct. But I was looking at 1 and 3 because it did some good work. But I thought overall they could be on the bottom, sort of 4th and 5th. But you never know, they could grab that 3rd spot. So 7.92. And I am worried about 1 and 3 grabbing me exotics on the bottom. Right, we'll go to Laurel Park. So write down Laurel Park. I used to like Laurel Park. I used to get a lot of winners, but I haven't been getting many winners the last couple of weeks, so I'm not sure. Race 1 at Laurel Park, 11, 12, 9. Race 2 at Laurel Park, 4, 3, 9. Race 3 at Laurel Park, 5, 8, 1. That's 5, 8, 1. Race 4 at Laurel Park, 7.14. That's 7.14. Race 5 at Laurel Park, 2.13. 2.13. Race 6 at Laurel Park. Race 6 at Laurel Park, 8.12.5. That's 8.12.5. Race 7 at Laurel Park, 2.7.10. That's 2.7.10. Race 8 at Laurel Park, 7.45. That's 7.45 in race 8. Race 9 at Laurel Park, 8.34. That's 8.34. And there is some other races after that, but they're different sort of genre sort of race. I think it's different breeding horses that are bred in foreign countries, or like, you know, when they have their Mexican bred horses at Gulfstream after the race, and I think it's like that sort of thing. So it is other races at Laurel, but they're not like four thoroughbreds, you know, bred in America sort of thing, or European breds. It's like the Arab races, and you know, when they're different, they have these different breeding horses, different bred type of horse races. Now we'll go at Oaklawn Park. I love old Oaklawn Park. It's a lot of money at Oaklawn Park in their winter season. So write down Oaklawn Park in race 1, 1.43. That's 1.43 in race 1. Race 2, 5.82. 5.82. Race 3, 6.54. Race 4, 8.73. 8.73. Race 5, 9.13. 9.13. Race 6, 3.58. That's 3.58. Race 7, 3.510. Race 8, 4.710. Race 9, 12.83. Race 10, 10.13.9. In race 10, that's 10.13.9. And that's quite a decent meeting at Oaklawn through the season. It's not much cop tonight, but through the season it's quite a decent sort of card. Where else shall we go? We'll have a look at another meeting. Shall we do another one? Fairgrounds, yeah, I love Fairgrounds. Los Alamitos, I've got a load of form written down for Los Alamitos, sorry, but But I think I'm just going to keep it for myself tonight. I'll probably give it out next week. If we've got more time, I'll do it more earlier. But I wanted to keep Los Alamitos because I do have a bit of that track. We'll do the fairgrounds because this is a good... Now, the thing about the fairgrounds, what you want to... I mean, Godolphin have a really good percentage rate here. So if you say Godolphin horses at the fairgrounds, they have a really good percentage, win stake percentage. And obviously, you've got Michael Stidham, that's the trainer for Godolphin here. They run all most of the horses at this track, apart from obviously the, you know, the big group ones and stuff like that. But they most run most of the horses here at the fairgrounds. So race 1, 6-4-7, race 2, 5-4-1, race 3, 7-1-13, race 4, 6-2-3, that's 6-2-3. Race 5, 3, 2, 12. Race 6, 7, 3, 6. Race 8, 5, 10, 1. And race 7, 5, 10, 1. Race 8, 8, 2, 7. So race 7 is 5, 10, 1. And race 8 is 8, 2, 7. Right. I'll have a look at that 8 Parker now. It's quite a decent morning line price as well. Around 7-1. I'd probably be 5-1 on the track. But I'll tell you something else about US racing as well. There are a couple of websites. Right, if you want to get the form from. Right, this is the one I use, DRF, right? DRF.com. You can buy the race form, but they have other tools, right? If you look at handicapping and PPs, and you look at the tool for when they do the workout tabs. If you look at workouts, all you do is you look at, they've got a little tool there. Instead of when you do pay for that, the handicapping, right, what you do is you pay £3.60 or something like this for a card, right? Or it depends what type of card level you want. It's £3.60 to like £5.80 for a card. And but you get all the times and everything, the workouts on that card. But if you want to do it for free, they have got a tool, right, that, let's say, if you go to handicapping and PPs on the DRF website, you can get a workout tool. It's like the workout tool, so you can press any horse and it'll come up the whole work schedule of that horse, right? And it's totally free. I think it's on the handicap and PP's part, but it might be on results on news and info. It's on one of them. I know I downloaded it, but I can't remember. Actually, I did get it from one. Like, if you look on the top of DRF on the bar, at the top of the page, you know, I'll say bet now, handicapping, news and info, entries, results, breeding and harness and sports, etc. It's one of them. I think it's either handicapping or news and info. Might be results. I doubt it's going to be that. But it's one of them, or could be entries. But one of them, it's got the tool on where you can get the free workout. So you just type in the horse and it'll give you a tool work schedule. And I'm telling you now, I'm getting a load of winners just... You know, when I haven't paid for any and I just don't want to look at thing, but I did want to fancy a couple of horses and I wanted to see what the work time was. I have getting a few winners that way by just looking at the work schedule. So anyway, we'll see you next time. And for next week, I think it's Maidan the next. Is it Maidan or Jebel Ali first? I'll have to have a look, but I will. Don't forget to come and get them Jebel Ali and Maidan tips on the dirt, because I do make a lot of money for yous. I mean, you can just, I'm not going to print them. It's, as I say, it's like reading a book with all the whistleblowers. You won't get the info if you don't read the book. And I'll see yous all back then.